Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live on X for the rest of the hour. Appreciate Corby talking some college football here on the show. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich on XBet_Sweat. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. And you can catch the full show, as always, YouTube and Twitch, and also the audio version over on the Odyssey app. Just search up the BetMGM Network. Go to BetMGMNetwork.com. All right, we were kind of rushed through the selling high portion of power rankings earlier on this hour before Corby jumped on. And Sam, you mentioned your three, which I don't disagree with any of them. You have Washington 1, Pittsburgh 2, bad defense, Cincinnati 3, another bad defense. All three of them, I don't trust their defenses. So I agree with that. I kind of rushed through mine. Let's circle back on the Colts, because you have the Colts as your second buy low. And I have them as my last sell high. And the reasoning is, and maybe it's because I just, you know, it's recency bias, whatever. I keep going back to the Saints and where they were a year ago. And they were sitting 2-0. They scored 91 points in the first two games. They led the league at 6.9 yards per play. And now we're looking at Indianapolis. They're 2-0. They scored 62 points. And they're leading the league. It's 6.5 yards per play. I'm not saying they're going to be the Saints, but I'm looking at it and like, okay, has this been a good spot for them? Has this been perfect? They haven't done it on the road yet. Miami might fire the coach first of any team. So that was a great way to start the season. And they did take care of Denver. That was a back and forth battle. So want to give them full credit. They haven't gone on the road. And you look at the second half against the Broncos, three field goals. This explosive offense did not get into the end zone. Now, that's a tough matchup. Quality defense, we get it. I just have questions. I don't think they've checked enough boxes for me, Sam. I'm just – maybe it's my priors. Maybe it's – look, I was looking at the Jaguars in that division. We were not buying the Texans. The challenge was, okay, if it's not the Texans, which team is it going to be? And I think we ended up talking more about the Jaguars in that division. But, you know, those are a couple of my reasons. I need to see more. I need to see them in a more competitive matchup and do it away from their cozy confines. So that's why I put the Colts there on that sell high.
I think they're a playoff team. Maybe not buying low, but I viewed this as sort of overvalued and undervalued. And I think that price on them at -130 BetMGM to make the playoffs is a joke. I think it should be much higher. And their regular season win total, you know, a lot of books have taken it down. Others have thrown it back up 8.5, -140, -150. I'm not betting that. But I look at their defense more than their offense, and I think they have really gotten better on that side of the ball, because this has been a team – over the last few years, I got their defense in front of me right now. They were 28th in points 2 years ago, 28th out of 32. Not good. Last year, 24th. And this year, I think they just have so much to like on that side of the ball, especially on the D-line. Now, of course, when you play Miami week one, we kind of throw that result out. But I've watched Houston the last 2 weeks, and I've been very unimpressed. And I like Cam Ward, but Tennessee stinks. So, look, I'm not saying, like, back up the truck and lay 3.5 against Tennessee in week three, but over the course of 17 regular season games, I think they're one of the best teams in that conference. And during our show, woof, they got bet. Pinnacle, Chris, Circa out to 4, South Point 4, other books 4.5 in this matchup for Sunday. We started the show, that line was 3.5 all over. So they've come in today, limits are a little bit higher on Wednesday. They get bigger on Thursday and Friday, and of course they're massive Saturday and Sunday. Indianapolis got popped this morning. So I see that and I go, yeah, that makes sense. Again, like, I'm not looking to run to the window and bet Indy in week three. I'm not looking to lay 4 on the road, especially not 4.5 at Green Book, Blue Book. But I think they're still undervalued. Again, like, we view these things differently. Like, you know, was it a buy segment? Was it a sell segment? I looked at it more like overvalued and undervalued. And even at 2-0, I think the doubt that people have on Indy and Daniel Jones and this offense, I think the doubt still makes them undervalued, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's a conversation we have all the time. Okay, you're saying they're undervalued because people aren't moving enough, but also when you move numbers early in the season, you don't want to overreact. Like, we could give examples of both sides. So I could say Saints, great start, terrible team a year ago. But there are also examples like Vikings, like Commanders. Like, you need to make proper adjustments. And I'm being a little careful with the Colts, and you're being more aggressive. That's basically another way to break it down. You're like, okay, let's make this move. That doesn't make sense that they're an odds-on favorite to make the playoffs, and the win total is 8.5, though. Like, yep, if they're a favorite to make the playoffs, the win total should be more than 8.5. It should at least be 9.5. In the AFC, to make the playoffs, you need 10 wins.
Yeah, I agree. So the Colts, 8.5 at BetMGM, minus 135.
I'd rather bet
the playoff market. The playoff market and the division market are a lot different. I think it's clear the market doesn't know how to price the Colts. And if the market isn't sure, then you should jump in either way if you feel some type of way. So they're minus 135 to make the playoffs, and they're plus 135 to win the division. I think they're winning the division. I've always liked Steichen. I felt that they never had anything at quarterback. I mean, they were trotting up. You go back and look at the 2024 Colts. They started Anthony Richardson, I believe, 11 games. He's horrible. It's horrible. So last year, Anthony Richardson, in 11 starts, was completing 47.7% of his passes. 8 touchdowns, 12 picks. An absolute clown at quarterback. No idea where the ball is going. All he did was throw the deep ball and pray. This year, they are a run-the-ball, play-action team. And I think from a coaching standpoint, they're in a great spot. I've always, like I said, I've always liked Steichen. And this is year 3 now for Shane Steichen and Indy. This is his team. This is how he wants to play. And he has a quarterback he believes in terms of getting the ball to open targets. I'm not betting them to win the conference, win the Super Bowl. That's insanity. Yeah. But at plus 135 to win the South, that's still a good bet, and I still think there's value there.
I'm not running from the Jaguars. I am running for the Texans. I was never on the Texans. Neither of us were. I feel better about the idea of fading Houston as the favorite in that division, getting away from that. But
well, yeah, you don't like Stroud. You're down on Stroud.
Totally. Totally. Terrible offensive line. They don't care about the offense. They're more worried about the defense. There's a lot of issues with that team that I don't like. Jacksonville losing last second against Cincinnati, I'm not, you know, selling them now. They get Houston this week. That's going to be a fun one. What do you think about Philly? I threw Philly out there. Look, it's 2 games. but we're talking 30th in the NFL in yards per play. And that's been obvious if you've been watching the games. Hurts doesn't have a passing touchdown yet. I worry about this offense. And I'm looking at projected lines, Sam, and you see 10.5 against the Giants, 7 at the Giants, 7 against the Bears, 10.5 against the Raiders. Like, there's some big numbers. Like, there's 4 games right there, at least a touchdown, getting into double digits, some of them. I think you're going to find value going against the Eagles on the spread. Of course, I believe they're going to be a playoff team. They might win the division because we're down on Washington. You know, Dallas is Dallas. They can't stop anybody. They'll score, but they can't stop anybody. But as far as betting them, ATS, I am not going to be there much this year. The numbers stay where it looks like they're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, they have issues for sure at corner after Mitchell. That much is clear. And I would be looking for a team that can pass the football. The Rams come to mind. But it's funny. I don't hear one person on the Eagles this week. I haven't heard a single person on Philly. Everybody's betting the Rams. Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. Sharps, squares. Yeah. Oh, take the points, take the points. Stafford, Nacua, Devontae, that D-line, all that. The books are probably going to need Philly, believe it or not. Because, you know, the Rams, if it wasn't snowing last year, the Rams would have beat Philly. Okay, yeah, maybe, maybe. I could be with you on an Eagles short. I hate only taking 3.5. Other books are at 3. Pinnacle's down to 3. Chris is down to 3. Bet Online, Buckeye, Jazz, all 3. So the 3.5s are turning into 3s. And I think that's a good buy low on Philly in week 3. But I think ATS wise, you're right. Like, you're going to pay a premium the rest of the year, especially if the Eagles win and cover this week. Mm-hmm. Forget it. I mean, you're going to be paying such a tax. Not only are the Super Bowl champs, you know, 3-0, and if they cover against the Rams, they'll be, what, 2-1 ATS? Because they didn't cover week 1 against Dallas, and then they covered against the Chiefs. If they're 2-1 with the rings on their finger, yeah, you're going to pay that tax until further notice. But I also, at the same time, it's funny how this works. I'm getting texts from everybody I know. Oh, I love the Rams. Love the Rams. Really? Okay. Wait till the bartender.
Nate Collins said he's on the Rams.
+3.5. Who is?
Nate's on the Rams. Nate.
Everybody.
Nate Collins earlier.
Everybody's
this hour,
on the Rams.
Or last hour. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, right now, by the way, to go back to this for a second, Daniel Jones is the second best passer in the NFL in terms of yards.
As far as, okay.
Yards. Russell Wilson's 1. Daniel Jones is 2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's shocking what's happened. Is he going to keep up? I don't know. Arizona, they were my number one. I'm saying that we can sell them. Nobody's saying, oh, they're going to win the division. They're awesome. They are a favorite to make the playoffs. I don't have them making the playoffs. Unimpressed so far. 2-0, I get it. Nice job. You got the wins. 2 bad teams, and you were outgained by both of them in New Orleans and Carolina. So that's a team. Not interested and wrote it down, Sam. November 14th, the new Call of Duty re-released. So just keep that in mind. Second half of the season.
That's when it goes to hell.
Yep. Yep. Keep in mind. I might have to put that on the family calendar. Call of Duty. No, not for you, son. Not buying it for you. It's Kyler Murray. It's going to be busy that week. They got San Francisco the week that it comes out. Okay? So just keep in mind there. We'll talk some baseball on the other side. Eric Kratz from Foul Territory will join us. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. If you are watching on X, check us out on YouTube or go to BetMGMNetwork.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.